First, though, it is a big day in Washington. Both the Senate and the House are looking into whether 8 U.S. attorneys were fired for political reasons. 4 of the ousted attorneys spoke to the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Joining us to discuss that controversy is our legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey, Madeline.
Well, first of all, give us a brief background, if you will, on this situation and help us understand why congressional Democrats seem so excited about following it up.
Sure. Well, essentially, is what happened was when the USA Patriot Act was reauthorized last year, some language was sort of sneakily inserted that made it easier for the Justice Department to remove and replace U.S. attorneys without any oversight from Congress or the courts. Shortly thereafter, 8 U.S. attorneys were fired, 6 in one day. Even though they'd had good performance evaluations and seemed to be doing a good job, it began to emerge that they may have been fired for failing to comply with political and ideological requests rather than failing to comply with the law. And I think the reasons that Dems are so upset about it is because these folks have enormous prosecutorial discretion. It's supposed to be the cornerstone of their job to answer to the law and not to politics. And it looks like now they were fired for politics, not for disregarding the law. And that's quite worrisome, I think, to the Democrats on the Hill.
Well, tell us about the testimony today by one of the most outspoken former U.S. attorneys, New Mexico's David Iglesias. What did he say today?
He's a funny guy. Everybody was talking today about how he's the guy who Tom Cruise's role in A Few Good Men was modeled after. He pretty much put it out there that New Mexico Senator Pete Domenici called him in October right before the election and essentially pushed him to hurry the indictments in a pending corruption investigation against a Democrat. To hear Iglesias tell it, Domenici essentially said, listen, are the charges going to be filed in this case by November? And when Iglesias said no, Domenici said, I'm sorry to hear that, and hung up on him. Iglesias described his feelings as just being sick afterwards, at having felt very pressured to do something that was for completely political reasons.
And, of course, Domenici denying that on news programs over the weekend. Another small bombshell today came from Arkansas's ousted U.S. Attorney Bud Cummins. And remind us why he was ousted. Tell us what he told the committee today.
Well, he was the funniest ouster in the sense that he's the only one who the Justice Department expressly said he did nothing wrong. We just got him out of the way so that a guy called Tim Griffin could take his job. Griffin's chief qualification to be the big prosecutor in Arkansas would have been his work as an opposition researcher for Karl Rove and the GOP. So Cummins is in a particularly fraught situation. He did nothing wrong, but he did testify today that he got a phone call from a senior Justice Department official who essentially said, and this is on February 20th, so after this had started to erupt as a scandal, that if Cummins or the other U.S. attorneys who'd been ousted participated with the congressional investigation or gave quotes to the press, the gloves would be off and, you know, the Justice Department would have no choice but to embarrass them and disclose the real gory details of why they were dismissed. And Cummins and the other U.S. attorneys today testified that just really made them mad. They felt terribly betrayed.
Dahlia Lithwick from Slate.com, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Madeline.